Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We've established an audio medium where people are scared to talk.
Let's all give Nick Saban three fingers.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too.
Sergey Bobovka.
Ground beef.
Mark Hockman.
That's my top category on new porn. McRib dunking.
So was Argentina close to Germany?
Meow.
Channing Crowder.
I set my house on fire at 8 years old. That's why I got the butt foot.
I know how to barbecue. I like my coals hot.
You set yourself up as an idiot, you can be an idiot.
Alejandro Solana.
Hawk, when you mispronounce something, that is better than sex for me.
Sports.
If I say a duck can pull a truck, hook him up.
To what?
To the truck.
Shout out to String Cheese.
I love it when you call me Big Papa. Throw your hands up in the air if you're a true player.
More sports.
Man, you 40 years old, Jimmy. Put your meat on the table.
Let them know
where mama at.
Boston, we're coming for that ass.
The most sports.
Who's bigger, Taylor Swift or Pusha T?
The Hawkman and Crowder extravaganza begins now.
Crowder's at the dentist. I'm signing it momentarily. A little virality. I don't know if you were listening yesterday to the program, but here is smiling Channing Crowder. A little virality yesterday when he spit his tooth out.
Man, I didn't know that was going to do what it did. That's crazy.
It has gone somewhat viral. Crowder losing a tooth during a conversation yesterday. We were talking about the Cavender twins. This was in the 2 o'clock hour, right? It was in the first segment.
It was early, yes.
And I didn't notice it. I'm just kind of, you know, BSing as I am wont to do. Mm-hmm. And Solana, old eagle eye Solana. Not a lot of stuff working on Solana's body, but his eyes are in good shape.
2020.
He caught a tooth flying out of Crowder's mouth during a point Crowder was trying to make. And then, God bless Crowder. Crowder went on, made his point, and then acknowledged that his tooth had flown out of his mouth.
I'm a consummate professional.
You are a consummate professional.
And Solana,
I'd still be in the doctor.
And Solana looks like he's going door to door.
I asked him,
community.
I go, what are you, trying to get on the Trump jury? What's going on here?
Why do you look like a Jehovah's Witness?
Well, if the Heat lose tonight, I'll be looking for some extra summer jobs for a little extra income. So, hey, Donnie.
Wearing a shirt and tie. He's ready to roll, man. Yes. He is ready to roll. He is either going to do the Heat pregame show on the radio or park your car tonight at the Kaseya Center, one of the two.
Have you given your life over to the Lord? What? We're doing a radio show.
So Crowder spitting his tooth out. That was on awful announcing. That was funny. We have a big weekend of sports starting tonight, in all honesty. There's stakes. I don't know. Again, I feel like tonight is somewhat of a lose-lose for the Heat. If they lose, they're out of everything. They don't even make the playoffs. If they win, they also kind of lose because they have to face Boston. Boston has home court advantage, and we will not have Jimmy Butler. So, is what it is. Got the Panthers, though. Panthers start on Sunday, and let's focus in.
The Panthers.
Let's focus in.
I want them to make it, though. To be honest, beat the 100%. Bulls, even if you go and get swept by the Celtics. It doesn't matter. Make the playoffs.
100%. Yeah, you go to the NBA Finals the year before, at least get to round one of the playoffs the following year. You know, as long as you didn't lose your superstar, you didn't. You retained the core. This is the conversation we started to have yesterday, which is, and this is a meeting that someone will have to have somewhere, is last year, the core, and even if they weren't available during the playoffs, the core for the season, Jimmy, Bam, Tyler, got you to the NBA Finals in some, you know, in some way, shape, or form. And you'd imagine if that same core the following season cannot get you to the playoffs, then there would be some serious consternation in Miami. But
Tyler,
I don't know.
Tyler Hero has to go crazy in this game.
Someone does.
It has to be. No, not someone, Hawk. It has to be Tyler. It's Tyler who Caleb Martin is going to drop 35. Like, no, it has to be Tyler. They put Tyler as the man. You saw what was going on with the offense. Tyler has to be the guy. Tyler has to do what Jimmy would try to do in this situation.
Caleb Martin definitely has to show something.
What's his name?
More importantly than the Heat and the Panthers and the Marlins, that I for whatever reason, I can't get my stream to work for the Marlins game, which is on, I think, right now. More important than any of that, today is Suge Knight's birthday.
Jehovah Witness. You good?
Are you joking?
Which means we will have to listen to Solana talking about the Suge Knight, won't we?
I'm down.
On the day that the Miami Heat are on the brink of elimination to Coby White, and apparently Gabe Martin is supposed to save the Heat season, you're going to put me through this trauma, through this torture. We're going to rehash something from 4.5 years ago.
Yeah, I believe we have to. I believe we would be derelict in our duties if we didn't.
Shouldn't be mad. You're going to give out pamphlets later on tonight when everybody walks into the church.
We don't let it go when someone spits out a tooth. We don't let it go when someone calls Caleb Martin Cabe. We cannot let it go when it's Suge Knight's birthday. So and I know Donna and Frito are listening today.
It's not Cabe Vincent.
It's not Cabe Vincent. It's not Cabe Martin. Here's your tooth coming out. Here's a slow. When it goes. It almost looks like a jump cut. It goes from a full white set of poppers to a big black hole. If you haven't seen the video, because Solana's slowed it down several times and we're watching it now, but you can go to the 560 WQAM Instagram page and you will see the video of Crowder spitting out his tooth yesterday. You can go to the YouTube page, go to YouTube, search 560 WQAM, look for the Hockman and Crowder playlist. You can check out Solana's tweet, Alex M. Solana, which went viral. It is funny. We had a fun show yesterday, and I imagine we will again today. We will get you ready for Heat and Bulls tonight, and we'll get you ready for Panthers Lightning on Sunday, and we'll be off a touch early because it's a 7 p.m. tip-off tonight, and preheat will begin at 5:45, give you all the proper coverage. Tonight, the game is on ESPN. It is not on Bally Sports. It is on ESPN. I think it's Ryan. How do you pronounce the last name, Solana? Ruocco?
Hawk, I was not listening to a single thing you said for the past 2 minutes.
You're getting your pamphlets in order.
He got all his pamphlets set up.
Is it Ryan Ruocco on the call for ESPN? Is that how you pronounce his name?
Truthfully, I do not know. I could look that up for you in 1 second.
I know he's on the call. I just don't know how to pronounce his name. Is it Ruocco?
Oh, okay. Yes.
Or is that the part you don't know?
No. Ryan Ruocco is how you pronounce his name. Yes.
And Richard Jefferson tonight on the call as well.
RJ.
Oh, wow.
Our guy. We love Richard.
How long
Jefferson.
Is your mission, Solana? How long is your mission?
Save your words, Crowder, because you might end up the show with literally no more teeth.
If I get you incensed enough, you're gonna lose more teeth. Now the base is wobbly.
Oh, that tooth is gone. All it is, it's hold that other teeth are holding it up there. It has nothing connected.
So funny, man. Sedano's in town too. He called me today. He's doing the call for ESPN Radio.
Oh,
the Heat
nice.
Game tonight.
Oh. Yeah.
Speaking of local broadcasters, not that Sedano's one, used to be. John Crotty is going to join us today. We'll talk some Heat basketball with him. Lee Sterling is going to join us today with some picks for the Heat game tonight and the Panthers game on Sunday. And he has a UFL Game of the Week play to share with us.
No chance.
Let's begin today with headlines. And Alejandro Solana.
Gentlemen, character Deacon. Is not made in a bed of roses and sunshine. Like steel, it is forged in fire, in between a hammer and an anvil. And right now, we are between a hammer and an anvil. That, of course, is Eric Spoelstra. And tonight, the Miami Heat will beat the Chicago Bulls. They will get into the first round of the playoffs.
That, by the way, is not Eric Spoelstra.
Yeah, that is Eric Spoelstra reciting a quote from somebody. But yeah. I attribute
will
it to Eric
Spoelstra. Will the Heat be the hammer or the anvil? And which one would win in that situation, a hammer or an anvil? It's pretty evenly matched.
Oh, anvil.
Anvil beats a hammer?
Oh, every time. It's bigger. It's stronger. Mm. It's the same material.
All right.
But I think you guys are missing the bigger point. What is forged in between the hammer and the right. anvil colliding? When it strikes, what is forged in between those two? Character. That is what is developed there, and that is Ooh. What the Miami Heat will show you tonight.
Amen, Reverend. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Look at your clothes.
I mean,
you have an undershirt on?
No.
No undershirt with no the dress undershirt. Shirt.
No, I don't. I don't like people who wear undershirts with a dress shirt because here's what happens. Then you can vividly see, especially with a white button down, you can see the undershirt. So,
well, right, what if you sweat?
I don't sweat.
You don't sweat?
I don't sweat.
You don't sweat.
Some people don't sweat. I heard someone talking about that the other day. I sweat like a pig.
Yeah. And he sweats because he goes from door to door at 9 a.m. and asks people, do they believe in God?
No, that's why he can do it. That's why he's their best. He has their best results. He doesn't take a break. There are people who don't sweat. They very rarely perspire.
I sweat. I mean, perspiration and I go hand in hand at times, but I will say
hand in hand.
Yeah, I don't know. I just wanted to use the word perspiration. But what you guys are failing to realize is, ironically, the Miami Heat Stadium might be the coldest place on planet Earth during home games.
I got you.
Yeah. So I won't be sweating at the Heat game. I will be shaking.
Okay.
You look ridiculous.
What about your nipples?
Those will be chafing and perhaps bloody by the end of the night. Yes.
You know, an undershirt would hide that.
Yeah, it pillows the nipple.
No, I don't like people who wear under. If you wear an undershirt underneath your button down, you don't know how to dress. Like, I don't know how else to break it to you. You just don't know how to dress. You have bad fashion sense and. You know,
I have to tell you, I rarely wear an undershirt under a dress shirt, but I would never
ridiculous.
Wear a dress. I would never wear a dress shirt that see-through though, because you'd see my moogs.
Yeah, that dress. That's the problem. Is your dress shirt too thin?
That's the problem. I wear a very dark fabric, something that you know is very, and then you know I walk concave, so that you can't see my moogs.
Yeah, Solana, get you a thicker dress shirt.
This That's dress not shirt how kids dress. They don't. They wear these very very tight
JCPenney,
very sheer.
Yeah,
it's not JCPenney. I'm wearing a Dior tie, Papa. I brought out the big guns today for the final game of the season.
I saw the guy. He had that at the gas station down the street from the station. I know what's going on.
I'm just trying to get one more good IG pick before the end of the year, to be quite honest.
Yeah, we're not tired of those.
Wait every day, Hawk. Every day I wait for his IG pick.
And Jesus. Now, I mean, retweeted by 560 and re-Instagram. I mean, the guy, we got it. You're at the stadium. We understand.
And now I'm waiting every day for your tooth to fall out.
Get rummy hot today, it might flip out. I don't know. I don't know the ramifications of this tooth being loose.
Dior tie is spelled D-E-E-O-R.
Dior tie. Gas station ass tie.
These headlines are driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Man, what a delight this first segment has been, really. It's great to see you guys. By the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks.
Wait till we get the Suge Knight.
Cleveland.
Guy's going to be begging for Big O to bring the network back.
What's his name? Cleveland. Oh, I love this segment.
It really is. It's an all-timer.
If only Onside Radio had worked out, I wouldn't be here with you two.
Leland.
Oh, you are a gem, Solana.
Man. Tell you what, if we were taking bets, though, before this entire endeavor had started, who's going to have something fall off their body? I was a minus 800 favorite. You got big odds on Crowder. If you bet that on Crowder, you got big odds, man.
Hey, man, it's back. That joke was in there good.
Oh, my God. We should give that to DBJ this season. Just Joe says something, and then DBJ just goes, Cleveland.
Cleveland. Yeah, I already got my stomach hurting.
By the way, I'll take a little detour here. Yesterday, a couple weeks ago, Hawk, you tweeted out that Forgetting Sarah Marshall, the movie, is just like extremely underrated. Yep. And I agree with that. I think it's one of the funniest comedies up there with Superbad, even. Like, it's on that level.
I think it's a top 10 comedy of all time.
Yeah, yeah. Of the past 20 years. Yesterday it was the anniversary of Forgetting Sarah Marshall being released, and I had meant to bring it up, but I wrote down on the DBJ list this year, I want to give them from that movie, "You sound like you're from London."
There are so many great lines from that movie.
Yeah.
When Russell Brand, he's wearing the shirt and then he spills something on it. And he's like, something like, "Take my eyes, just not the shirt," something like that. There's a million lines in that movie. We could do a whole Forgetting Sarah Marshall broadcast with DBJ. Yeah. Take my eyes, not the shirt.
No, not the shirt. Anything but the shirt. Yeah, man. All right. So Heat versus Bulls tonight. It will be at 7 p.m. Again, no Jimmy Butler, we know. And Terry Rozier is out tonight for the Miami Heat. Lonzo Ball. Excuse me, Alex Caruso, not on the ball. Alex Caruso is still questionable. Perhaps we'll get an update on his availability coming up soon. Pelicans.
I do believe, by the way, that the Heat win tonight. I believe the Heat win. Doesn't matter if Caruso's in or not. I think the Heat are going to win tonight. Again, different story when it comes to the Boston series, but I don't think the Heat have a problem with this Bulls team. I just don't. I think the Heat, even without Jimmy, are a better team.
Kobe scored 42 a couple nights ago. DeMar DeRozan is he can score 30 at will. Who is going to? I just said it. Is it Tyler? Because somebody's going to have to compete with them offensively. Who is the guy to compete offensively?
First of all, you say that like if Kobe White averages 40 points a game. Kobe White's career high was the other night, 42 points a game. I'm not saying he can't go off.
He's capable.
Right. But the Miami Heat have the fifth best defense in the NBA. The Atlanta Hawks have the 27th worst defense in the NBA. They're going up against a different team on that side of the ball, even without Jimmy Butler. So this idea that the Chicago Bulls are 100% going to score 130 points tonight is just not true. I'm not saying they're not capable of it.
There's a reason the Heat are favored and Jimmy Butler's out.
Yeah.
There's a reason. They're the home team. The home team always gets a little bit of an edge. But they're a better team than the Bulls. The Bulls eked into the play-in. Mm-hmm. Eked in. The Heat had an opportunity. What, Solana, to be the 5 seed on the last day or the 6 seed?
The 5 seed. As good as the there 5 seed.
Like they had a chance to be the 5 seed. The Bulls, I mean, by a hair, eked into the play-in. So I just think they're a better team.
I agree with you. I just have to see them. If they can't get to 100, they can't win.
The issue becomes if this is a close game late. Now, on top of the fact that you've struggled all season long to win close games against good teams, how are you going to get it done without Jimmy Butler? To me, that is a bigger question because I fully expect this game to go down to the wire as it did last year and as the Miami Heat often do play close games. How are they going to pull out a win on their home floor close without Jimmy Butler? To me, that's the X factor tonight. Can they win those minutes without him? Because you saw the other night, they couldn't. And Jaime Jaquez Jr., who I love and had a great game, had a couple bad turnovers. They couldn't hand the ball off to Tyler, tied with a chance to win the game. I mean, it was disaster. How do you avoid that?
Again, different ball game to me, though. You're in Philly. They have a little momentum at the end. Like, it's just going to be a different scenario tonight for me personally as a Heat fan. Like, at the Kaseya Center against a Bulls team, like I say, that I don't think is very good. I would imagine the Heat would have much better odds against the Celtics than the Bulls would. The Bulls might be one of the biggest underdogs in the history of the NBA playoffs if they go up against the Celtics.
Baby Goat has to show out tonight.
I'm with you. Like, I
you get no argument
that.
From me.
Yeah. Now that's where it is. He has to do something. Bam has to go off. Bam got to get 20-something, but Tyler needs 30. Tyler has to show out.
All right, the Florida Panthers' first-round series schedule was released. The Panthers have posted this. You could find it on Google if you'd like, but I will read it for you. We know Game 1, 12:30, Amerant Bank Arena this Sunday, which, by the way, if the Heat win, they'll play at 1 p.m. on Sunday in Boston. So these two teams will go head-to-head against each other because, of course, they will. Game 2 will be Tuesday at the Amerant Bank Arena. Game 3 will be Thursday.
We're going to do our show there, by the way, Tuesday before Game 2.
Nice. And game 4 will be Saturday. So those are the 4 games guaranteed. 5, 6, and 7 are if necessary. But Sunday, Tuesday, at home, on the road Thursday, on the road next Saturday.
All right.
The Marlins game yesterday was postponed in Chicago to open up that series. Stop doing that. I don't want to see your teeth. He's like checking his teeth right into the camera.
It looked fine.
They'll play a doubleheader today. First game will be at 2:20. Oh, hey, the Marlins are playing. And second game will be at 7:40 tonight.
You look good, Gary Busey.
My teeth don't look like that.
Inter Miami hosts Nashville tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. You can hear that game right here on WQAM, your home for Inter Miami. That Inter Miami update is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks. Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm, call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Partly cloudy in South Florida. Tonight, the lows will be in the mid-70s, around 85 degrees. Back to you, Hawk and Tooth.
I'm just looking at the 560 newsletter. I don't know who gets the newsletter via email, but I am intrigued. I always look just to see what the headlines are. The second story is Jimmy Butler is the Kirk Cousins of the Miami Heat.
Huh? He can't deliver in the postseason?
Does the Joe Rose Show discuss if Jimmy Butler is equal to Kirk Cousins?
Oh, that's Omar Kelly, 100%.
That has to be Omar, right?
Yeah.
Omar filling in for Joe?
Yeah, that's got to be Omar.
Doesn't make any sense. He took him to the championship.
Galling take. That's a galling take. Anyway, check your 560 newsletter.
Somehow that's the second worst take from that show this week.
What was the first worst?
Mike Tannenbaum being a good GM. I'm sorry. I love Omar, but I don't want to hear any of that. I mean, I'm not.
He was a bust, wasn't he?
Yeah, Mike Tannenbaum, I mean, ran
a complete and utter bust.
Ran
wasn't
the organization to the ground, honestly.
What it is, skibbity bibbity. Get away from my locker.
That is the strangest Mike Tannenbaum impersonation I've ever heard.
Where we at tonight, baby? Where are we at tonight?
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
This stuff is hard, and you got to stay together if you got the guts, and you don't find the first door and run out of it.
Hawk and Crowder.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Big night. Big night. One game at a time. Can't worry about the Boston series. Can't worry about what happened with Philly. Take it one game at a time. Do I sound like I'm trying to talk myself into that, by the way? Because I am. John Crotty is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. John Crotty played in the NBA for a decade. You see him on Heat coverage on Bally Sports Sun, which, by the way, you will get Bally Sports Sun coverage if the Heat win tonight. Because round one will be aired locally on Bally Sports Sun with E. Reed and John Crotty and the entire crew. If they don't get past the Bulls tonight, you will not see Crotty again until next season. He goes into hibernation. He's joining us now. Hello, Crotty.
That's a great setup, brother. You got it. How you doing, man?
Yeah, I'm doing all right. Are we? Here's where. I mean, Crowder and I and Solana, we discussed this ad nauseum yesterday. Do we want to talk more about Nicholas Batum, or are we moving on from that, Crowdy?
I think you got to move on. I mean, it's, you know, the thing that's so, I don't know, engaging or, you know, it must-see type TV is the one-game nature of these play-in games, right? So a guy like Batum gets hot, and he's the game-changer in that game. To me, the big man Embiid just looking so pedestrian out there. I just couldn't believe how poorly he was moving around. A guy can score just walking around out there. He's so talented. But Batum was obviously the difference. And here we are. And look, the Heat are built for these kind of moments. Back to the wall. you know, kind of scenario, and no Jimmy, which makes it tougher. But, you know, again, I think everybody on that roster at some point during the season has had to step up and play a lot of minutes. There's been a franchise high in terms of starting lineup changes this year due to people being out. So it's just been that kind of year, guys.
Jimmy gutted it out. There's no question about that. We talked about that a lot yesterday. And, you know, you can – I mean, you played for a long enough time. Crowder played for a long enough time. An alpha dog star like Jimmy Butler in a game like that, there is no talking him into coming out or saying, hey, maybe you'd be better served. Like, he was not coming out of that game, correct? And you've probably seen a million examples of that.
Yeah, I mean, I just think, you know, unless it's at a point where it, like, scares you, where you're like, oh, I mean, I have zero stability, and then it's just, you know, I gotta stop. But I think he just tested it, and he felt like, you know, my team needs me right now, and this is it, and, you know, I got to do what I got to do. And, you know, again, even like an Embiid, I mean, Jimmy means so much to the team, even if he can get out there and he's a portion of himself, he can still score, and then he's going to draw a lot of defensive attention. So, it, you know, the stars of your team in the NBA make the game easier for the guys around them, too. They create more space. They create opportunity when they're double-teamed to be able to move the ball and find openings. So, you know, it's a big loss.
What about tonight? I guess we have to move on to tonight. I do believe, even without Jimmy Butler, that the Heat are a better team than the Bulls. What do you foresee happening tonight?
Yeah, I mean, look, I think we're going to need some guys to really step up. I think as a team, I agree with you. I think we're a grittier team. We're a team that our identity is on the defensive end, regardless of who's in the game. But, you know, when it comes to scoring the basketball, we got to be able to score the ball and get to 100 or more points to, you know, to still have a good chance. And I think we're going to need an outstanding performance from Tyler Herro, who I think is built for these kind of moments.
That's what I was going to say, Crowd. Isn't it Tyler that has to step up? Bam's going to do his thing. Bam's going to fill the stat box. But offensively, Tyler has to be the man, right?
Yeah, I think it's Tyler. And you know, he's the guy who's got such huge upside. And, you know, Bam does so many things for the team in terms of defending multiple positions, in terms of passing and distributing and screening and rebounding the ball. He's a steady scorer, but that, you know, I wouldn't say that's the strongest part of his game. With Tyler, it is. And Tyler's coming back. He's fresh, you know, from missing a bunch of games. He's played with great energy and passion since he's been back. You know, didn't shoot it great in the last game. So even more so, I think he's due to have, you know, one of those potentially huge games.
Give us a surprise guy tonight. Who's a guy who can surprise tonight with a big game, maybe, you know, match whatever DeMar or Kobe White's going to be able to put up?
Yeah, I don't know if these guys match, you know, a DeRozan, but I would say, you know, our bench has been pretty good. Hakez has been playing well. He's a guy who can get it going. I think Jovic is a guy who, you know, he can surprise you. If he hits, to me, so much of it's confidence with him. Keep an eye on him. If he hits like an early three, then look out. I think that's a really good sign, because then he'll tend to be more aggressive. If not, he tends to sort of back off a bit. And then, look, Caleb's capable as well. We saw what he did in the Eastern Conference Final. A lot of it for him is being able to make three-point shots. He's such a good driver, and they play him drive. So when he's hitting threes and they got to go to him, then he's really hard to stop.
And Crowd, do they need to pull him in the mud? Because you just said get to 100, but to win this game, should it be one of those 98, 96 games? Do they need to slow it down and pull him down into the mud defensively because of the fact that Jimmy's out?
I mean, I think so. I think it'll be that way too, just the way they are too, guys. I mean, they're not a super pace, high up and down, you know, octane team. I mean, they'll take advantage of you if you turn the ball over, so taking care of the ball is going to be important. But I think that's just, you know, I think that's going to be the style that we, you know, are going to gravitate to without Jimmy out there.
I obviously have never played the game, but you both have. So if I am way off base on something like this, because this is going to be a fan's perspective here, just slap me down like you always do, Crotty. Tonight, is there the possibility that there's a little emotional deflation from the Heat because Jimmy's injured and Rozier's not going to be out there? You're missing another scorer. And the looming series with the Boston Celtics is what awaits if you win. So it could there be some sort of emotional letdown after what happened in Philly?
I don't think so. I mean, I think it's a fair question. I mean, look, to me, so it's always so important to come out of the game, the gates early on, like set the tone energy-wise in the first 3 to 5 minutes. Miami, unfortunately, for whatever reason, has not played well at home. We've played better on the road, which is really strange. Typically, it's the other way around. So I'm hoping they can come out of the gates, play with great energy, get the crowd engaged, and sort of ride that through. I don't see a letdown. I mean, look, I think with professional athletes, and I think, you know, Channing would sign off on this, you learn to compartmentalize things. So, you know, when you have a bad game, you got to file it away. You got to move forward. If you're constantly worrying about the past or mistakes you've made in the past, you just can't perform. And I think guys over the course of the year, really become good at that. And that's part of the attitude and mentality you have to have. So I don't see a letdown. And I think it's really, you know, you talked about the Celtics. You can't think about playing the Celtics. You got to just, it's a one game deal. Your back's to the wall. You're trying to win one game and then you'll worry about the Celtics or whoever it is after that.
Yeah. Crowd. I said it before, after the first snap of the game, I don't care if it's a playoff game. Now it's big ass dudes trying to choke me to death every play. So I got to worry about what's at hand here. But the play-in tournament, Crotty, which is, you know, fairly new, is it the game seven approach? Because to Hawk's point, like the mindset of the play-in is something new to these players. Is it really like, are you thinking game seven of a seven game series? Is it just something different? What's the approach of this play-in tournament?
No, it's exactly that. It's a game seven because it's a win or go home, you know, mentality. And, I think what makes the best teams win year in, year out in the NBA is because you're playing a seven game series and every round trump, over the course of a series. But in a one-game matchup, man, anything can happen. And that's why we see the craziness we see in the NCAA basketball tournament with, you know, teams that are, you know, would win 1 out of 10 times winning. You have to come in. You can't, like, play yourself into the game. You got to come out from the get-go playing at a high level. Every possession matters. It's got that Game 7 mentality. And again, I do mean this. I think our team is built for that. I mean, think about what they did last year. You have a lot of similar guys on the team, again, from last year. Same exact scenario, right? Lost the first game in the play-in, had to win this, actually had to play against Chicago to do it, and wound up going on a run and using that as sort of a stepping-off point to get better and better and advance in the playoffs.
Now, I know you're a fairly healthy guy, Crotty, but there are three food-related promotions with our South Florida sports franchises right now. The Heat, you know, when they win, you get the 50% off at Papa John's the next day.
That's right.
Do you ever take advantage of that? Are you a Papa John's pizza guy?
I've done it a few times. I don't do it every time.
Because you're a healthy guy, right? I'm guessing pizza's not in your rotation.
No, I like pizza. I like pizza, but I am fairly healthy, but that's besides the point. I like a good pizza.
What's your go-to toppings?
Pepperoni.
Yeah, of course. Mm. Yeah, I mean, he's a man.
Man.
Yeah, right. Man. He knows. The other promotions, the Panthers, when they win, you get buy one, get one tenders at Huey Magoo's. Have you indulged in that this season?
I have not.
And do you know what Huey Magoo's is?
I don't, but that's one hell of a name. That's awesome.
It's chicken tenders. Would you ever, because you're a man, like you're a man's man, would you ever for lunch, say, order an order of chicken tenders?
I don't know. I would not. That would be something I would have ordered my kids back in the day.
Right. Yeah. You would never be caught dead ordering chicken tenders. And I guess you would never call them tendies.
No, definitely not.
All right, I'm just checking. And then finally, the
tendies.
Crotty's like in his head. He's like, wow, here. They actually talked basketball today. And then this.
That's it.
And then Hawk, the final
I
one.
Like that as a nick. I like that as a nickname for you, Hawk.
Tendies? Tendy. Chicken tendies?
Like tendies.
And then the final one, the Marlins unveiled this season. If they win at home, which has only happened twice, by the way, this entire season so far. If they win at home, you get a Whopper Jr. at Burger King the next day for free. A free Whopper Jr. Would you ever take them up on the free Whopper Jr.?
I don't, you know, that's a fairly solid offering. However, I haven't been to Burger King in a while, to be honest.
Yeah, I was going to ask you. What about Arby's? You ever go to Arby's?
I think we talked about the burger thing. I like BurgerFi a lot. I like that spot. It's a solid quality piece of meat that you get there.
Yeah, BurgerFi does a good burger. Yeah, I haven't been to Burger King in a long time. Would you ever get a roast beef sandwich at Arby's?
Absolutely not. No. I love the commercials, you know, with the guy from
Have the meat.
Mission Impossible. I forget his name. He's great, but I love his commercials, but I just don't do that.
We've covered a lot of ground. Karate is a man. I've known this for years. Like, he is a man's man. And I gave him a couple chances to, like, deviate there a little bit. You know, like, oh, I get the veggie pizza. And we'd go, what? Or, yeah, I go get chicken tenders. I mean, you'd if you were with another adult male and they ordered chicken tenders and fries for lunch, you'd probably leave that lunch, right? Even if it was Mickey Arison.
Yeah, probably.
Especially if they call it tendies.
Yeah. Mickey Arison. Like, would you let him slide? If Mickey Arison said, hey, let's go grab some tendies for lunch, would you let that slide, Crotty?
Look, he's writing the checks, man. He can get whatever the hell he wants for lunch. I'm good with it.
That's a man's man's answer. Like, Roddy's a man's man. Like, he knows. He knows. That's the way to go. All right, John Crotty. Fingers crossed. Heat win tonight. You'll be able to see Crotty and Eric Reed and everyone on Bally Sports Sun Sunday afternoon. But I don't want to put the cart in front of the horse. Got to get past the Bulls tonight. So let's get a dub tonight, Crotty, and then we'll talk to you next week.
That's it. Give Solana some love on the way out, man. We need some good luck.
I will do so. He's dressed like a Jehovah's Witness tonight. Mm-hmm. So when you see him, ask him for a pamphlet. We'll see you, Crotty.
See you later, guys. Bye.
Yes, John Crotty. We will take a break, and we'll come back with more Hockman and Crowder.
This is the Hock and Crowder Show.
This stuff is hard, and you got to stay together if you got the guts. And you don't find the first door and run out of it.
Hawk and Crowder.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!